Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf. Sunday's daf hopefully will be doing tomorrow night before Slichas. So hopefully it'll be up either late tomorrow night or Sunday morning. And then we'll figure out the schedule next week. Okay, also there'll be a posting of a pre-Slichas little sicha before, which we'll give before the after the daf, before Slichas. That'll be also uploaded. Okay, says the Mishnah, Yutas Amabes on the, actually no, we're before the Mishnah, we're at the two dots on Yutas Amabes. We just finished the discussions of the first few Pesachim in Tehillim, and who wants to live a long life, Miyesha Chavetz Chaim, relate that to the Medrash at the beginning of Mitzora, where we have a very similar Chazal, where there is someone who is selling the medicine of life, and Rabbi Yanai, I think it is, comes out, and he said, you don't need it, it's not for you and your kind, and he says, I do need it, and he's very surprised about what he said. What exactly was he surprised about? We discussed that a couple of months ago, Parshas Mitzora. Okay, Higia Lekipa, Malkam Shamit Ma'amitim Ba'avodat Kochavim. So the Mishnah said that I'm allowed to help them build their structure, but once we get to the area, the dome, where they're going to put their Avodah Zarah, that I'm not going to build. Amr Blaza Amr Yochanan, and we discussed Rav Moshe, the talks about being an architect for a church, and he related to this line. Amr Blaza Amr Yochanan, Imbana Schara Mutter. If you did, let's say you did build it, right? You didn't know the Mishnah. Did build it, so then Schara Mutter. Then the money that you got paid for building it is okay. It's Mutter, it's not Asr Bahana. Even though Avodah Zarah is an Asr Bahana, this is not. So Gemara says, Pshita, that's pretty obvious. Mishamshi Avodah Kochavim Hein. You didn't. This isn't money that is a chilufei avodah zara. Right? This is the substitute, and it took the place of avodah zara. This is money that took the place of mishamshe avodas kochavim, a service of avodas kochavim. Umishamshe avodas kochavim, and money of that service. Beinler of Lishra, Beinler of Akiva, Einas or Nashi Yavdu. We're going to get to a machlokas later on that there is a machlokas whether avodah zara itself is usher immediately, or is only usher after it's served. But Mishamshe Avodah Zarah is for sure only usher after it's served. This relates to the sugya in Maseches Sanhedrin called Hazmana. Hazmana Milsa, Hazmana La Milsa. Whether designation is already considered significant or not, even though this might have a unique application of that sugya. Hazmana Milsa, remember, we had it in Maseches Brachas as well, related to, let's say you designate a bathroom, but you haven't used it yet. So does that have the status of a bathroom? Let's say I designated a bag that I'm going to use for my tefillin, but I haven't used it yet. Does it have the status of a tefillin bag yet? Hazmana comes up in various contexts. So here, the Gemara says that it's obvious that the money that a person got paid for building this dome, this kippah, should be mutter, because the only machlokes between these two tanaim is about actual avodah zara, damim. But if it's misham she'avodas kochavim, then for sure it's not usher yet until it's served. Amar b'Yirmiya, lo nitzrucha el avodas kochavim atzma. Okay, you're right. The statement that Rabbi Elazar, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, said was talking about damim of actual avodah zara. That's what the chiddush is. So the Gemara says, "Honey, chalman damar avodas kochavim she'Yisrael asur miyad." That's okay if you hold like the opinion that avodah zara of a Jew is usher forever. V'shel ovid kochavim achi teaveit shaper. Mishnah Berurah Chelek Vav. Mishnah Berurah Chelek Vav. It's the Rosh Hashanah time, so it's a good thing to talk about. And some water, possible. So if you say, honey, this fits well according to Manda Amar that says, avodas kochavim of a Jew, an idol of a Jew is usher miyad, v'shel ovid kochavim achi teaveit, but of a goy, is not usher until it is ne'evad shapir. So then that fits fine. Why? Because that's what Rabbi Yochanan is telling me. Rabbi Yochanan is telling me that because it's not usher until it's ne'evad, so the scharo is mutter. Ela lamanda amar shel ovid kochavim asur miyad. But if you hold like the other opinion that says even of an idol of an ovid kochavim is asur immediately, ma'ikel meimars, and why should the schar be mutter? It's chilufei avodas kochavim. Right, it takes the place. Therefore, why should it be mutter? So ela amar bar ula lo nitzrucha ela b'makush achron. What are we talking about? We're talking about somebody who did not work the entire time. He didn't build this whole kippah. What did he do? He did the last hammer blow, the last nail. He put in the last nail into this structure. So therefore, what? So why is that schar mutter? Why? Because avodas kochavim might Manka Garmla, what causes this to be used for Avodas Kochavim? Gemar Malacha, only when it's finished. You're not going to use this when it's still under construction. Only when it's finished, thank you. So therefore, that's what causes it for Avodas Kochavim. Gemar Malacha. The Emes Havi Gemar Malacha. And when is the Gemar Malacha? Makosh Acharon. Only the last hammer blow is what is the problematic act. And Makosh Acharon, Les Peshev Apruta. That last hammer blow, he's not getting paid more than a pruta, or he's not even getting paid a pruta for that last hammer blow. And therefore, Alma, and that's why the last hammer blow, that's Schar is Mutter, because that last hammer blow is not worth a Sheva Pruta. And before that, it's not Avodah Zarah yet. It's not Meshach Avodah Zarah yet, because it is not ready to be used. So that's why, that's the case of Scharo Mutter. Again, before the last hammer blow, it's for sure Mutter. There's nothing to talk about. The last hammer blow, it is for sure, it's Mutter. Why? Because it's not a Sheva Pruta yet. And Alma Kesavar, and the Gemara just says, by the way, this proves the fact that you measure the Schar bit by bit while the Avoda is going on, must be that this opinion holds. Major machlokas elsewhere. Yeshna l'schiris b'tchila v'atzof. How do we determine somebody who works for me? Do I say that they do everything and at the end they earn all of their schar? Or do I say little by little the schar is earned? That's called the sugya of yeshna l'schiris b'tchila v'atzof. Right, so that is the sugya finishing up. That's what Rashi says. Uman hamakabel, see the middle of that last Rashi. Uman hamakabel alav lasos b'schar lo amrinan b'gemar malacha hu kone kol aschiris. We don't say that at the end. That's when he is owed everything. Ela kol perta uperta da'avad kama kani. Right, kani agra. Every little bit that he does, he earns his schar. Okay, that is that. So we see from here just a derech agav. It comes up that there might be differences between an Avodah Zarah of a Jew and an Avodah Zarah of a guy. Avodah Zarah of a Jew is Asur immediately, even if it's never Nevad. Avodah Zarah more Chamor, Avodah Zarah of a guy, it's Machlokas, whether it's Asur until it's Nevad or not. So there is a discussion in Hilchis Rosh Hashanah. Once we're talking about Rosh Hashanah, in Yonah Diyoma. So in Tuf Kuf Pei Vav, where it talks about, what if you have a chauffeur of Avodah Zarah? You're allowed to use a chauffeur of Avodah Zarah? For shofar. So the Gemara says, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. Taka b'shofar shel avodas kochavim. If you blow shofar of an avodas kochavim. So again, it depends, Jew or non-Jew. Again, that's why I'm doing this now, because it's another parallel. Shel Yisrael lo yatsa of a Yisrael. You're never yotzei. If you use a shofar that a Jew bowed down to. Or even maybe if a Jew was mazmin to bow down to, designated, you're not yotzei. Why? De'ena betela olamis. It can never be batel. The halacha is, there's something called bitl avodah zarah, which we'll get to later in this masechta also. If I want to nullify my avodah zarah, a Jew's avodah zarah can never be nullified. And therefore, it's as if there's nothing here. V'kituse mechta shiure. It's as if it's burned up. You have to burn it. And therefore, the destiny of the shofar is as if it occurred already, and therefore you cannot use it. Aval b'shel avodas kochavim, b'shel avodas kochavim, shel oved kochavim. If you have a shofar that a non-Jew bowed down to, an idol worshiper, v'chein b'misham, shel avodas kochavim, shel avodas kochavim, lo yiska, v'im taka bo yatsa. You shouldn't blow it, but if you did blow it, you are yotzei, even before you were mevatel it. Why? Mishnah Berurah. I feel called him shenis batel. The hatam. The kivon she efshar levato kedin avodah zarah shel nachri. She nachri masi mevatel. Since it's possible to be mevatel it. Lo shayach lomar harehi kimi she'ena. You can't say this is its destiny. Because maybe it's not its destiny. The efshar lo tov achal v'dei sreifa. Right? So therefore, it's not a problem. Bimishum shenena misuri avodah zarah. If it's a hana, no. Because it's mitzvos alvahenos nitnu, gets into that sugya. But that's what the Shulchan Aruch said. A Jew's shofar can never be nivtal, mevutal. A goy shofar, if you use it b'di'eved, it is okay. Even a shofar of avodah zarah of an oved kochavim, that is mut b'di'eved, your yotzei. V'hushalon is kavin l'zakos bo. As long as when you picked it up, you didn't have kavanah to make it yours. Aval im iskayim lezakus bo lo yatsa, because then it becomes avodas kachav, it becomes a shel Yisrael. That is what the Shulchan Aruch says. There's also another halacha. I just wanted to add. Here it is in the Ramah. The yesh machmirim da afilu b'shal avod kachav imenu yotze. And there are some that are machmir. The Ramah argues that even of an avodas kachavim, you're not yotze. Ella b'nisbatel me'erev yantif, unless it was mevutel already from erev yantif. If it wasn't mevutel from erev yantif, then it's too late. The Ramah quotes the day of the machmirim. Ask the bir halacha. Ask the Mishnah Berurah right here from erev yantif. What do you need it for Erev Yantif for? Just be mevatel it from the morning. Kippel shofar at night. Right? Kippel shofar at night. Right? This coming Wednesday night, Bez Hashem, if somebody has a shofar of Avodah Zarah, right? Somebody goes, to India and finds some people who are bowing down to shofars. Right? I don't know. Maybe in India where they have the cows, right? Cows are holy. So let's say they bow down to a bull. Bulls are also holy. Just cows. I don't know. But if sorry, there's a bull that are holy bulls, and right, that shofar is Avodah Zarah. So let's say you take that, and do you have to be mevatel it or not? So according to Shulchan Aruch, if you use it with the evidence, okay, the Ramah says maybe it's not, you're not allowed to do it unless it was mevutel me'erev yantiv. Ask the Bir Halacha here. Why erev yantiv? It should be from the morning. That's when the mitzvah kicks in. Says the Bir Halacha, the chiddush that we've spoken about a long time ago. It also could be another. It could be a Tuesday night shiur, but we don't have any. Figure out a night that we could do it. We have a shiur every night, but it's. I definitely owe it, Blina, there. This shiur, and that is sometimes you find a concept of a chafetz of a mitzvah coming into existence even before the time that you could do the mitzvah. Right, you could have the status of a shofar, being called a shofar even when Rosh Hashanah starts. And it has to be called that before Rosh Hashanah starts, even though you can't do the mitzvah until the next morning. What does the Bir Halacha quote? Rashi in Sukkah Lama Gimel. What does Rashi there say? If you have a hadas, sometimes you get hadasim that have berry. I remember one year, years ago, I sold lulav and aravos, and we picked the hadasim, and these berries on the hadasim. So the Gemara says, if you have more leaves than berries, it's okay. More berries than leaves, it's not okay. It's pasul. So what do you have to do? You have to take the berries off. If you take the berries off, then it's okay. You have more leaves than berries. Says the Gemara, you got to take them off. I'm sorry, Rashi says you got to take them off. Explaining the Gemara. Mishakidesh Hayom is the language of the Gemara. Rashi explains you have to take off the berries before the leaves, before Yantav starts. You can't take them off before the morning. Why? Why? Same issue. Even though you can't shake the lulav until the morning, it's got to have the status of a lulav when yantav starts. That's when the status of lulav kicks in. So you have that by lulav, you have that by shofar, you have that by other cases as well. I'll just mention one more, and then we'll continue. Fascinating. And that is, the Gemara has a, the Gemara in Yevamos, the Ayin Aleph or so, I think, the Gemara in Yevamos has that discussion, if I'm a Kohen, am I allowed to smear my baby, who is 5 days old, with oil of Truma? Well, that's really oil of Truma. Why? Because he's not an RL yet. He's not an RL until day 8, and then he doesn't get bris milah, then he has the status of an RL. But before day 8, there's no chiyuv of bris milah, and therefore, a Kohen baby is not called an RL, therefore he's allowed to use, he's just a Kohen. He's not a Kohen RL. And therefore, he's allowed to get smeared with Truma oil. The Yerushalmi has a suffix. What about Leil Ches? What about the night before the bris? Could you smear him with Shemen of Truma? That's a suffix. So again, what's the suffix? So maybe the suffix is that maybe the status of RL already started, even though you can't do the bris milah until the next day. So again, it's not the exact same idea, but it's similar. Okay, that was all about Avodah Zarah and shofar of Avodah Zarah and items that you could use the schar. Says the Mishnah. Let's read the Mishnah as we have it, and then we'll say who doesn't have the Mishnah as we have it. We have it as, you're not allowed to make jewelry for Avodah Zarah. Katzlos, nizamim, v'tabos. Necklaces, different types of rings. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, what's our girsa? Bischar mutter. If you do it for pay, then it's mutter. Those two lines cause a lot of trouble. Says Tosfos, what? There's a Tana out there that says you could get paid to make jewelry for Avodah Zarah. For the actual Avodah Zarah, says Tosfos, it can't be. Where's the Tosfos? Go up. Higil Akipa, right in the middle of the daf, towards the top. Higil Akipa, the is svarim de garsi. There are those that have the girsa. Ein osin takshit al avodas kachavim katavlo de zamizeros. Was amar mutter, Right? That's the Gersa that we have. Acheinere de logaras. Those two lines can't be, says Tosfos. De lo mistavra sheyatir shumtana lasos lechadchila tachshi teavodes kochavim. It's impossible that there's any Tana out there that would allow you to do this. It's impossible. Right? This is purely based on logic. Tosfos has this Gersa, and he has no other source that takes this out. But he said, it can't be. V'ein lomar, the shari of Ozim Shem Eva. And don't say it's like Eva that we're going to have next week, Hashem, that talks about a Jew is allowed to help an Ovedes Kachavim have a baby. You know, it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. So therefore, it can't be. And then Tosfos says, oh, I know there's another Gersa out there. Right now. I know there's the Bach Gersa. Obviously, the Bach was way after Tosfos, but the Bach changes the Gersa from Bischar Mutter to Schara Mutter. If you did it already and you have the money, then obviously not allowed to do it. But if you did it already, then it's going to be mutter. Tosfos says that Gersa is also not good. Why? The Imkain Hainu Reb Elazar Amora. Right? We just had in the Gemara Reb Elazar Amar Reb Yochanan. What did we just read? Right? It was Siyata Deshmai that we got stuck. We didn't do that yesterday. Right? What did we just read? Schara Mutter. So if that's what the Mishnah says, Reb Elazar Amora wouldn't say that. So that can't be the Gersa either. So, it must be those first two lines do not exist. And then he adds in the last two lines of Tosfos, I don't think Rashi had it either. Why? Because katzlos is a very hard word. Rashi would have told us what katzlos means if he had that girsa. He doesn't. It must be that he didn't have those two lines. V'nira, shalom hayakosav, v'sefer abinu shlomo, v'shalom pirish my katzlos. Amazing diak. That's Tosfos. Now, go back to the Mishnah. You see the Gra. The Gra says on the first two lines, Kol ze nimchak. Take it out. Take it all out. Ayin Tosfos. Right? The Gra feels comfortable following Tosfos' opinion. Okay. So, whether the first two lines are there, we were Yotze Zayin and we did it. Next, we can make the Siyam, Bez Hashem. Ein mochron lehem mechubel lekarka. One is not allowed to sell to a Ovedes Kochavim, something that is attached to the ground. A tree, a mechubel karka. Ava, why? As we'll see in the Gemara. Ava mocher hu mishi katzets. But you could sell him chopped down, sell him lumber. Sell lumber, you can't sell trees. Rabbi Yehuda omer mocher amanas lakos. No, it's okay. You could sell him a tree, amanas, that he's going to cut it down. If that's the understanding, that he's going to cut it down, you can sell him a tree in your field. Minani mili. What's the source that you're not allowed to sell him? The tree. This also might be a little smachtatosis. The Gemara does not talk about the first two lines. You would think the Gemara would talk about the first two lines of the Gemara. So how do you know? Amr Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, the Yomar Krav, Lo Sechaneim, Lo Sitin Lahem Chanoya Bakarka. This is Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf. Welcome to the world of Lo Sechaneim. Lo Sechaneim, do not give a Ovedos Kochavim a encampment, a Chanoya, a place to be Bakarka. In the karka. The Rush here quotes an opinion that this even applies in Chutz La'aretz, but Rov Rishonim assume it does not. It only means in Eretz Yisrael. One cannot give the Umos Ha'olam a stronghold, a place to be, a place to have a chanaya. V'dafka be'Eretz Yisrael, says the Rush, avo b'Chutz La'aretz shari. Right, that is the major sugya of Lo Sechaneim. Let's continue a little bit. Hi Lo Sechaneim. What do you mean? Lo Sechaneim is used for that? That you can't give them Chanoi Bakarka? It's used for this halacha. Lo Sitin Lam Chayin. You can't give them favor. You can't give them Chayin. What does that mean? Rashi says, you can't say, what a gorgeous Ovid Kochavim. Wow, isn't that beautiful? What a handsome guy. What a handsome idol. What a handsome servicer of the Ovid Kochavim. You can't say that. That's what you say, but learn from Lo Sechaneim. So Im Kain, no, says the Gemara, if that's all that it meant, Lema Kra Lo Sechuneim. It should have said that, right, with a kriyaso male. My Lo Sechaneim, Shaminatarti. Okay, linguistic, you learn both. Via Kadimim Ba'ilei. No, but there's a third thing you learn. Dahaki Gam Rachmana. Lo Sitin Lahem Matanas Shel Chinam. You can't give them a free present. Can't give them a present, a Matanas Chinam. So, imkain leimakra lo sechineim. No, then it should have said a different word. My lo sechaneim shamina kulu. Okay, you learn all three. Lamaisa, there are three halachas that we hold of all three that we learn from lo sechaneim. Number one, you can't give them chanaya bakarka. You can't give them a place in the land. Number two, you can't compliment them. Lo sitin lahem chein. And number three, you can't give them a present. A matnas chinam. Each one of these is a huge, huge topic. We'll touch on them right now. But again, one should know that there's a lot more that we're not going to mention that that is involved. First, talking about the last one, los not giving them a matnas chinam. So, big question. What, we're not going to go into any details. What does matnas chinam mean? You're never allowed to give a present to a guy? Is it only over an Ovi Kochavim, or is it any non-Jew? Right, the big shiloh comes up, holiday time. Holiday time, holiday presents. Holiday presents. More in Chutz La'aretz than in Eretz Yisrael, but it's holiday presents. Are you allowed to? So wine is a separate issue. Wine is a separate issue if they give bottles of wine in either direction, right? If it's, but separate from wine. You know, about any type of present. So again, this smacks of this issue. Is that chinam? That's the big question. Is that matnas chinam? Is that chinam? I need this. This is part of my job. Part of being part of this company is giving presents holiday time. So maybe it's not matnas chinam, right? That's part of the issue. That also relates to the first issue of losit yamal chanoi bakarka, right? This is one of the major issues in Heter Mechira, in the sugya of Heter Mechira. Again, a huge topic. Selling portions of Eretz Yisrael in order to make it easier for the farmers to exist and to not lose their panasa during Shemitah. Again, this was a much more it's controversial today as well. But the big sugya when it came up was 100 years ago. 100 years ago, a little more than 100 years ago, 120 years ago, when B'nai Yisrael first came back to Eretz Yisrael, and leaving the land fallow for a year was mamish, pikuach nefesh. You leave it, then it's going to be taken over by the Arabs, and that would be it. You would never get your field back. Now, many times, things have changed. So again, whatever, and this is a big discussion of the postgame, whatever was said 130 years ago might not be true today. Shas hatchaks might not be the same today. So again, without going into specific details, but one of the issues that is brought up by the Chazon Ish and by others is this Isra of Osachanim. How could you sell a piece of land to a non-Jew? You're violating the Isra. And the Chazon Ish goes even as far as to say that it's even worse. Why? Because Shemitah is Manazez Durabanan. So you're trying to get out of an Isra Durabanan, you're going to violate an Isra Daraisa. That's the Chazon Ish Svar. What's the Tzad back? The other Tzad say that, no, it's not Chinam. It's not chinam. What do you mean it's not chinam? Assuming the two issers surmata are connected, right? You're allowed to give them chanoi bakarka if it's not chinam. Those are two separate issues in the Gemara. But the assumption of some poskim is that they are connected. It's not called a problem if there is a good reason to give it to them. The other issue related to this is, even if I can somehow get out of the isser of losachanim, does it help? That's the other issue the Chazon Ish brings up. The Chazon Ish is the main proponent of not following the Heter Mechira. The Chazon Ish says, fine, you give it to them, but then, 2 points. Number one, there is a machlokas tanoim and a machlokas amoraim, whether when a non-Jew owns the land, does that remove the chiyuvim, or the kedusha of Shemitah? Does that remove it? This whole assumption of Heter Mechira is that it does. So that's number one. Is that true or not? Do we paskin yesh kinyan la'akum lafkia midei maisras to uproot it? Number one. Number two, the Chazon Ish then has his own chiddush. The Chazon Ish says that what does the Gemara say? Yesh kinyan. That whole machlokas. What's the language of the Gemara in Gittin Memzayin? Yesh kinyan or ain't kinyan lafkia midei maisras. Maisras. What about lafkia midei shvius? The Chazon Ish's chiddush is that whole sug of yesh kinyan ain't kinyan is only about chovas gavras. Things that I have to do on the person, trumas, maisers, etc., related to the kedushas haaretz, kedushas peros, that machlokas has nothing to do with it. For sure, that doesn't get ruined. For sure, no, that's nothing. Right? When the guy owns it, do you have to get trumas or maisers? Is he allowed to work the land? That's his issue. But are you allowed to work the land? For sure not. For sure not. Shemitah is not dependent on the machlokas of yesh kinyan yein kinyan. Even if you could get out of the los achanim problem, the Chazon Ish says it still doesn't help with kedusha shvius. Other achronim don't say that. That's not what the Gemara doesn't say anything about that. That's the chiddush of the Chazon Ish. Other poskim do not accept it. But again, that is related to the sugya of lo sachanim. Again, another machlokas related is what about selling it to them on a temporary basis? Right. That also relates. There's one vayla lo sachanim. Is that giving them a chanoya bakarka? Is that giving them a foothold if you only do it for a year and a half? Right? This was also a big discussion. If you want to look for more for that, the Sitz Eliezer has a tshuva about this in Chelek Vav Simon Laman Aleph. Lav de lo sachanim im ovrim bederech right? Temporary. I'm sorry, he has two issues. Number one, is it temporary? And then he has, what if you do an exchange? You don't do a sale. You do an exchange. He has a case where years ago there was a case where the Jews bought a building to put a hospital in, and then that wasn't the best place to do it, so they wanted to sell it back to a guy and buy a different building to put out because the neighbors complained, right? So that's the shuba. He works out this whole based on the Maharami Lublin. How do you do it? Maybe selling building for building is not called selling. So again, many many issues that come up in Lo Sechanim and in issues of Shemitah. But again, that's this issue. Okay, so you have the three issues of Lo Sechanim. Vayter. Says the Gemara Tanya Mihachi. Also an important Ha'ara in Tosfos, this top Tosfos. Tosfos says, does this apply, if you look in the Psukim, Lo Sitin Lehem Chanai Bekarka Matnas Chinam, the Pashtus is, third line of Tosfos, V'stama Demilsa Mairi Bekulu Ovdei Kochavim. It sounds like we're talking about all Ovdei Kochavim here. Not just the seven nations. But the problem is, if you look at many other psukim in the context of Dvarim, Perek Zayin, it seems like we're only talking about the seven nations. So maybe the whole issue shouldn't apply today, because we don't have the seven nations here. Because all these other halachas that only apply to the seven nations, the seven nations of in Eretz Yisrael. Says Tosfos, Misvara, it should not be limited. V'yesh lomar, about the 15th skinny line, v'yesh lomar, devade, b'kol hana kroy, ikatayim arabad, lo matzina lok mina lo b'zayinumos. All those other psukim that talk about mamash avodah zara and marrying into their families and other things, that applies to the zayinumos. But, skip 10 lines, aval matnas chinam, v'nesinas chayin, v'chanoya, ein shum tam l'chalek, bein shar ovdei kochavim l'zayin amamin. That's what Tosfos says. Misvara, there's no reason to limit it. Even though all the other psukim in context are limited, there's no reason to limit this. Okay, important. That's all Ovdei Kochavim. Then you have to go to the next step about all non-Jews. What if they're not Ovdei Kochavim anymore? So again, that is something to talk about as well. Tani Namiyaki, says the Braisa. Back to the Gemara. Lo sechanim, lo sitin lehem chanoi bakarka, davar acher, lo sechanim, lo sitin lehem chein, davar acher, lo sechanim, lo sitin lehem manas chinam. Wonderful. The Braisa quotes all three halachas learned out from lo sechanim. Umatnas chinam gufa tanoihi, and giving a manas chinam itself is a machlokas tanoim. Ditanya, lo sochlu kol nevela, la ger shepher sharecha, titznena va'achala, don't eat any nevela. You're a day a third chaluk. Sorry, thank you. Lo sochlu kol nevela, la ger shepher sharecha, titznena va'achala. Don't eat any nevela. Remember, nevela, what's nevela? Difference between nevela and trefa. Nevela means an animal that died without a proper shchita. Trefa had a shchita, but there was some other problem with the animal. Reb Chaim's bar mitzvah pshetel, what's the relationship between nevela and trefa? Is there any lumdish connection between them? But the pasuk here says, don't eat any nevela. La ger shepher sharecha, titznena va'achala. To the ger in your gates, to the ger toshav in your gates, give it, and he can eat it. O machar l'achri, or sell it to a guy. So give it to a ger toshav, or sell it to a guy. Ainli el la ger benesino lo v'kachavim b'mechira. The pasuk only says that I'm allowed to give it to a ger toshav and sell it to an ovikachavim. La ger b'mechir b'nai. How do I know the opposites are true also? How do you know that you're allowed to sell it to a ger? Tambalomar titnena o machor. Right, put the pasuk in a... It put the comma in a different place. Ovik Ochavim ben Asina Minayin. How do I know you could give it to an Ovik Ochavim? Tamalomar, Titan of Achala, Omar Chalanachri. Right? Just put the comma somewhere else. So Nimsa to Omer, according to the Tanakama, what do you see? Everything's mutter. Echad Ger, Echad Ovik Ochavim, Bain ben Asina, Bain ben Mechira, Div Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir does not seem to hold of the third halacha of giving them Matnas Chinam. Right, give him a piece of nevela, no problem. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Dvarim Kichsavan. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, take the words literally. Dafka, Lager bin Asina, Ula Ovika Chavim bin Mechira. And a Ger Toshav you could give it to, but a go, you have to sell it to. So Shaper come, Rabbi Meir. So doesn't Rabbi Meir have a good taina? Right? Why should it be Dafka? It's an example given in the Gemara. Why should it be dafka? Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lecha, Isak Adal Kedekam Rabbi Meir. No, if Rabbi Meir was right, that it's lav dafka, lichtov Rabbana, so put all the verbs together, and put all the people together, right? Titznena v'achala u'machor. Just put it all together. O, lamali. What do you have that word O in there? To separate. Shma mina lo dvaram kichsav nuda asa. So it must be to teach me that you take it literally. Oh, it's to be mechalik. Rabbi Meir, what about Rabbi Meir? What's the O doing there? If it's all lav dafka, hahu la'akdume nesina deger. Excuse me, lemechira dovigo chavim. That's to give the order. The O is to be mechalik to say what you should try to do first. First, try to give it to a ger toshav. Before, if you can't do that, then you could sell it to a guy. For Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you don't need a pasuk for that. That's a svara. Kivan de gerata mitzuva lachyoso, a ger toshav, you have an achrayis to take care of. Ukenani iata mitzuva lachyoso, lahaktim l'sar akra. So you don't need a pasuk for that. That is a svara. So what did Rabbi Meir hold? The pasuk's teaching me, you have to try to give it to a ger first, and the Rabbi Yehuda says that's a svara. It says tosfos. So if you have a piece of treif, You have to, if you have a piece of anything. It's talking about nevela, but it basically could expand it to anything. You have to try to give it away. You're not allowed to sell it. How do you live? How do you make a parnasa? You have to try to give it everything in life. You have to try to give to a ger tosha first. If you can't, so then sell it. Ask Tosfos. Third to bottom Tosfos, Rabbi Meir. V'im tomar, v'chi yim yesh lo la'adam chifetz l'mkar, yitznenu la'ger kodem shikrenu lo v'kachavim. Right? Even to Jews, you have to sell it to Jews. You don't have to give it to Jews. A ger toshav is no higher than a full Jew. So you have to go try to give it away. So v'yishlomar tosva says the dafka nevela. Only nevela the Gemara is referring to. Why? Shinoshavel dover muat li Yisrael. A piece of non kosher meat. It's worth nothing to a Jew. Because the Ovikachavim weren't so mutzi amongst them. Ulager, he shava harbik, sharbasar, ger toshav, he's nevela. Maybe he keeps the sheva mitzvahs, but he's nevela. So if according to him, it would be worth a lot. So what's the case of the Gemara? Only a case where it's not worth too much to Jews. Ovikachavim aren't around commonly anyway. So you might as well give it to a ger toshav. Okay, good. Dabar acher, second wide line. Lo sechanim, lo sita lam chain. Can't give him a compliment. Messiah leil rav, da marav. Asr la adam she yomar. Kamenoe ovedes kochavim zu. Right? How great is this ovedes kochavim? Is this worshiper of Avodah Zarah? Again, all of this seems like worship of Avodah Zarah. Does this apply to other Jews? What, any kind of a compliment? What if I say so and so is an amazing sports player? Right? Amazing best. So and so he's the best in the whole all Major League Baseball. Is that a problem? He's not an idol worshiper, not that we know of, right? So is that a problem? So lachar the minhag olam is not a problem. That's the minhag olam. Meisvei, the language of the Gemara is Ovedes Kochavim. Meisvei, Meisa Bershungam Liel Shoya Al Gabe Ma'ala Baharabayis. There was a story of Bershungam Liel that he was on the Maila of Harabayis. V'ra'a Ovedes Kochavim. And he saw an Ovedes Kochavim Achas. No, Abi Yoser, a beautiful one. Omar, Marabu Masech Hashem. Wow. Right, he sees a beautiful female Ovedes Kochavim and says, Marabu Masech Hashem. And the Af, Rabbi Akiva, Ra, Ashes, turned to Srufus Arasha. Ruk, Shichek, Ubacha. Rabbi Akiva saw the wife of the Srufus Arasha. He spit, he laughed, and he cried. Why would he do that? Rock, Shaisa, Ba, Mitipa, Srucha. He spit to allude to her. Ah, she's so beautiful. We know what she came from? She came from a drop, like my spit. Shichek, to Asida, the Magai, right? He laughed because this wife of Turnus Rufus was going to convert. Vinasiv law, and he was going to marry her. Bacha, and he cried, to Haishufra, Bali Ba'afra, that this beauty will ultimately end up in the ground. Right, so you see from there, these two, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shingam Leo, they both basically complimented. The Rav, Odu Yehuda Kamoda. Rav, he didn't compliment, he was just acknowledging. He was saying that there was such beauty. Rabbi, he was being moded to it. He wasn't giving, wow, you're amazing. So he said, Marabu Masach Hashem, but he wasn't exactly giving a compliment. To Amar Mar, as we learned, Haro Ebrios Tovos, Omer Barech Shakacha Bara Ba'olamo. Right, just like we learned in Brachas, that if somebody sees a beautiful thing, a beautiful Bria, then you say, blesses Hashem, you give a Bracha to Hashem. Right, is that a violation of giving a compliment? No, you're just acknowledging. You're acknowledging a Mitzias that Hashem created in his world. Okay, so what does the story say? That he was on the steps of Harabayis, and he saw an Ovedes Kochavim, Marabu Masech Hashem. Biurei Chasidus, Lashas. Been a while. says the Beir Chasidus, the Magid Dvar of Liakov. He says, he's on the Mile of the Harabayas. He's on Madregas Gavuos. He's next to the Beis HaMikdash. And he sees this Nachris, this Overes Kochavim. So he thinks to himself, why this happened to me right now? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make me see that, have this experience now? Davka Kshani Omin Al Gabi Mile of Harabayas Har Hashem. It must be HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to teach me that everything in life is part of your Avodas Hashem. And you have to channel it. And we have to channel it. Elmar, Marab Masech Hashem, Shaf, that must be, Hashem, you're unbelievable. Shatana, so he channels, he sees something beautiful, and he channels it to bring him closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shatana fachta chiyus v'isha zu, v'natatala yofi v'tar kazeh, and therefore he was able to use it as a springboard. Baruch shekacha lo bo'olamo. He uses it to say something, to say a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al yidei zeh hechzer kol Hashem yizbarach. L'umat zot, if he would have used it, dafka, for something negative, obviously it would have brought him down. But that's what, dafka, Bahar Abayis, he's on the highest level, and he sees this, and he uses it, Marav Masach Hashem, he uses it to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every experience in life is Siyata Deshmaya, is something that we have to learn from. Why did this happen to me? Why did this happen to me? Every single experience has to be looked at in that way. Tosis here quotes the Yerushalmi on the bottom, that it's not only a person. Afilu, Yerushalmi Omer, last line of Tosfos, Afilu Gamal Na'eh, Sus Na'eh, Chamar Na'eh. Even if you see a gorgeous animal, Omar Baruch Shekach Lo Ba'olamo. Right? No matter what you see, you go to the zoo, you see an amazing zebra, a zebra that makes you inspired, right? Wow, what a gorgeous animal. Baruch Shekach Lo Ba'olamo. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, Reish Chav Hei, the simin about all the brachos that are unusual, right? If you see a monkey, you see an elephant, right? All of this, this whole simin. If somebody sees a very strange person, a very beautiful person. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Ha, where is the Shulchan Aruch? Yud. No, where is it? Haroeh, what sif is it? Sif Yud. Yes, Sif Yud. If somebody, Haroeh, Ilanos, Tovos, Ubrios, Naos. See beautiful trees, beautiful people. Afilo Ovid Kelchavim Obehema. Omer, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shekacha Lo Ba'olamo. We only say it once. Mishnah Brura. V'yachshav Lo Nagu Kal Baruch Baruch Hazu. I don't think anybody has ever made this. We've been to zoos and circuses, but I don't think we've ever made this bracha. Why? Mishnah Brura says, the minhag is not to. Right? Chaye Adam. Ayin Shem Taimo. I tried to find the reason. I couldn't find it there. But in the Shara Tziyun, he says on the bottom, he gives, I think, the following reason. Who says what Noah is? What beauty's in the eyes of the beholder? I'm sure some people might think that every animal is beautiful. And then some other people might be thinking that every animal is not beautiful. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's so subjective, you can't say it. You can't say Shem Hashem. You can't say Baruch Shekach Lo Ba'olamo. Because beauty, I mean, it's got to be something. V'li nira, mishum dekavanas ha-gamara dafka k'shem nos biyoser, u'miyuchal adaktik b'zeh. Says the Shaar Tzion. Who can be medaktig and know the truth? So therefore, don't say the bracha, but the Mishnah Berurah ends off, Nachum Levarach B'lo Shem HaMalchus, which is what we do with many, many brachas nowadays. Right? I saw somebody 2 nights ago at a wedding that I haven't seen in 10 years. So I said, Baruch B'chayim Esim. Looked at me like I was crazy. But that's the B'chayim Esim. You don't see somebody for 12 months. Right? Shech Yonah, you don't see somebody for a month. So our minhag generally is not to make that bracha with Shem and Malchus nowadays. A, because it's in that category of brachas that we make without Shem and Malchus. But the reason being, because maybe in those days it was really T'chis HaMesim, you thought the person wasn't alive anymore. You haven't spoken to them in 10 years. Now you have email, you have telephones, you have all this. You can figure out if something, Rahman al-Islam, would have happened to the person, you would know about it. So therefore, should you really make the bracha or not? So that's why we make it without Shema Malchus. The Marsha there says, we mentioned this Marsha in the past, that you should make it with Shema Malchus. Why? Because the whole point is, it's not a year. It's a pre and post Rosh Hashanah. If you see him after Rosh Hashanah, they've been through a life and death experience, then you can say it with Shemir Malchus. So if you don't see somebody until next week and a half from now, you can make the bracha Baruch Machayim Mason, even though it's only 2 weeks in advance. That's the Marsha. Okay. Says the Gemara, Vayter. Ule istakule mishari, what were they looking at this beautiful woman for? You let her look at this? Meisvei. The kasha, but it's right to be called Avarah. Guard yourself from anything bad. Actually, istakul adam bishan noev, avilu pnuya. You can't look at a beautiful woman. Even if she's not married. Or a married woman, even if she's not so pretty. V'lo, right? What were these tanam looking at the women for? V'lo be'bigditzeva shalisha. And you can't look at the colorful clothing of a woman because that might lead you to have improper thoughts. V'lo b'chamar, v'lo b'chamar, v'lo b'chazir, v'lo b'chazir, v'lo b'ofos. Or you can't look at any animals b'zman shenis kakin zelazeh when they are mating. It's inappropriate. V'yafilu m'loi naim k'mal ha'chamaves. Even if you have, you're full of eyes, like the Malach HaMavis. What exactly does that mean? First, I'm trying to figure out what exactly does that mean. The Malach HaMavis is full of eyes. He sees everything. But even if somebody has to be careful of whoever they are, Amr Lava Malach HaMavis, Shekulo Molei Enayim. They say the Malach HaMavis is full of eyes. What does that mean? Peshas Petiraso Shechola, meaning he's always, say he's full of eyes, he's always aware of everything. He's always on call. And when a person is about to die, Rachmana Litzlan, Obey Me'al Marash Osab, he stands at the head, V'charbo Shlufa B'yado, he has his sword drawn, V'tipa Shamara Tluyabo, and he has a tip of poison, on the tip of the, a drop of poison on the tip of the sword, Kivan Shechola Ro'oso, when the Chola sees it, Mizdazeya, he's scared, he shakes, Uposeach Piv, and he opens his mouth, V'zarka L'toch Piv, and the Malach HaMavis drips the drop into the Chola's mouth. Mimena mace, mimena masriach, mimena part of morikos. From that drop is what causes death and causes rotting and causes the face of the chola / niftar to change. Question mark. That's the end of the brisa. But what do you see from there? The first part of the brisa. You're not allowed to look at beautiful women. So my answer is Karen Zavish Shahavi. They bumped into each other at a corner. Not physically, but right now when he turned the corner, he happened to see the woman. It wasn't like he was looking at him. He just happened to see it when he was turning the corner. Okay, so that's why it happened. Okay, we're going to talk about each of these halachas right now from the Brisa. Lo b'pikni tzeva shalisha, not the colorful garments of a woman. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, afilu shtuch lagabi kosel. Even if she's not wearing them. Right, it's halachi. Now we're not allowed to look at women's clothing. Right, so when he goes into a store, Rachman al-Islan, you go into a lot of stores, have a lot of different clothing. You got to make sure you don't go into the women's section. Don't go into the women's section. It's just not appropriate. Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa limits it, so to speak. Uba makir baleihen. Only if you've seen the woman who wears this clothing. If you don't see the woman who wears this clothing, so then it's not going to lead you to improper thoughts because you don't know who to think about. One might say that still, certain types of clothing is still not appropriate, even if one is not makir. But the halacha specifically that it will lead to that is only if makir balayin. Amar Rava, dekanami, diktani, v'lo b'bigdei tseva, shel isha, v'loktani, v'lo b'bigdei tsevonin. It doesn't say colorful clothing, it says the clothing of a woman. Shema mina, it must be that you know the owner. Amar Rav Chista, hanimili batikis, also worn clothing already. Aval b'chadati leslan ba. New clothing, not. If a woman buys a new dress and she never wore it yet, then we assume there's no hearer looking at it before she puts it on. The lote ma'achi, because if you don't say this, if you say that even new clothing is a problem, anan manalashpur hechayavinon hakamistakel. Right? How do we give? If we buy new clothing, let's say a woman buys a new dress and she gives it to a tailor to fix up. So how does the tailor work on it? He can't. He's not allowed to look at it. It must be no problem by new clothing. Says the Gemara. Come on, ula taimech. According to your reasoning, you have another problem. Hada amar Rav Yehuda min b'mino mudal ha'achlis kimechol bishfaferes. Rav Yehuda holds that one is allowed to actively be involved in mating animals. Animals that are allowed to be together. Min b'mino. You're allowed to actively be involved in it. What do you mean? Hakamistaka. We just said 10 lines ago that you're not allowed to look at animals when they're mating. Right, it's included in Mishpatim called Davara. Ella, what must you say? Why is that allowed? B'yavid seitarid. He's involved in his avoda. If somebody does this for a living, so they're not going to have hirhurim about it, right? Hakanam b'yavid seitarid is here too. The tailor. There's no raya that new clothing. There's no problem of hirhur from the tailor because the b'yavid seitarid, he's not thinking about it, right? And this is also the heter of, let's say, a woman going to a male doctor. Right, b'yavid seitarid. This is what he does for a living. There's no chashash of hirhurim here because he does this all the time. And if this is the best doctor, and this is the doctor that the woman feels comfortable with, then it is 100% fine. Period. We mentioned the last varts we mentioned in the Haggadah Shir this year was the question of the Rav Avram Shor on Echon Miodeya. Echon Miodeya, we said the vart, Why is it that the Gemara says that if you look at Bigdei Tzivonim of a woman, it's going to lead you to improper thoughts, while if you look at the Tcheles of Tzitzis, Dom Liyam, Dom Lerkiah, Dom Lekisiyah Kavit. Right? What, if you look at colorful things, is it going to lead to bad thoughts or is it going to lead to good thoughts? So he mentioned the amazing thought he said then, and that is, well, it depends what you're involved in the rest of the day. If you're involved in mitzvahs and chesed the whole day, then whatever you look at, you're going to think of, it's going to remind you of a mitzvah, it's going to remind you of a chesed, it's going to remind you of something. If I'm involved in gashmias the whole day, then whatever I look at is going to remind me of something negative. So he gave examples of that then. So that's the related. That's what he said, Echem Yodea. At the end of the Seder, it was supposed to be on the level that whatever we hear is a mitzvah. We hear the number two aluchos. Six abishnais. Whatever you hear, you know, you think of something positive. So that's Bigdei Tzivonim. Bigdei Tzivonim. Amar Mar, Mimena Meis, the drop that the Malach HaMavis puts in, that's what causes death. Name a plikat Avodah Shmuel. Is that arguing on the father of Shmuel, Damar Avodah Shmuel? Amar Li Malach HaMavis. Okay, Malach HaMavis told him. If you have a son that's Shmuel, I guess you could be on the level of talking to the Malach HaMavis. Ilo de chayashna liyakwa de biryasa, if I wouldn't be worried about kavod abrius, says the Malach HaMavis, havi parana beis hashchita kebehema. You know what I would do? When a person dies, I would just chop off their head, like an animal. But a kavod abrius, I don't want it to be disgusting, so I don't want to do that. But what do you see from there? That death is a chopping. It's not just a drop in the mouth. So the Gemara says, Dilma, hi tipa machat chalul simanim. No, maybe that drop causes the simanim to get cut figuratively. So that's why it could work out. Mivana masriach, from that drop, masriach, it causes putrefying. Misayel Rabbi Chanina bar Kahana, Dom Rabbi Chanina bar Kahana, Amar Rebbe Rav, Harotah shelo yasriach meso, yafchenu alpanav. The person doesn't want his mace to putrefy, so turn him over. So turn him over. Why? Because if the drop is the thing that causes this, if you turn him over, the drop won't be able to go down into the body. It'll fall out. So it'll after it causes death, and therefore it won't be a problem. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says here, Rabbi Chanina is not saying this is mutter. Chanina is saying if you don't want it to smell, this is what you do. When do you do it? Right when he's a goses, right when he's about to die. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, but you should know that's aser. That's iser tzicha. So we could spend about four hours on this line about causing hastening death. What is one allowed to do? What is called hastening death? What is called removing a prevention of death? The Rama writes in Yeradeh, Shin Lama Test. We don't have time to look at it now. The Rama talks about if something is called minias ikuvo, right, removing a prevention of death. The Rama says if somebody's chopping wood outside and somebody's trying to die, somebody's about to die, but they can't because somebody's chopping wood, right? There's a drill outside. You're allowed to go tell the person to stop drilling so the person can pass on. Why? You're causing death? No. That's not causing death. And we spoke about, you can look at the Nishpas Avram on Shin Lamed Tes and Yeredeo. All the posts can talk about euthanasia issues, about what is called a removal of an impediment and what is called killing. Right, so here, any movement of a goses is called killing. Fascinating question. I just saw last night, Shlomo Zalman was asked. Let's say somebody is a goses. They're in the hospital, and they're in the intensive care unit, and they're a goses, so you can't touch them. It's mamish, they're a goses. But then there's somebody else that's a chola sheyesh bo sakana that comes in that needs that bed. A chola sheyesh bo sakana needs the bed. And this chol hashishma sakana might die unless they get this machine, whatever it is. Are you allowed to move a goses because of pikuach nefesh of a chol hashishma sakana? That's a question for only two or three of every generation. That's one of those. I can't answer that question. You got to go to Rav Shlomo Zalman, right? Rav Shlomo Zalman allowed it. He says a goses, if you move a goses, it's a chashash rachok that really you're going to cause a hastening of death. We're machmir. But it's a chashash rachok. This guy is going to die. Holy sheish basakana. Move him carefully. Move him slowly and carefully. That's for Shlomo Zalman. Vayter. Tana Rabbana. But it's rather be called Avara. Shleihar Adam Ayom. Yavol Yituma Balayla. He shouldn't have hirurim during the day, and which will lead to hirurim at night. Mikana Rapinchas Ben Yair. So that's why you have to make sure you don't have hirurim. Rapinchas Ben Yair says, here it is, Rabosai. The basis of the Sefer Mesulas Yesharim. Torah Mevila De Zahiris. Zahiris Mevila De Zahirisus. Zahirisus Mevila De Nikios. Right, you learn Torah, it leads to Zahiris being careful, Zahiris being with alacrity, Mevila de Nikius, cleanliness, Nikius Mevila de Precious Mevila de Tara, Tara Mevila de Kedusha Mevila de Anava Mevila de Yiras Chait Mevila de Chasidus Mevila de Ruch HaKodesh Mevila de Tchias HaMeis. And this is the whole order. We don't have time to do it, but look at the Marsha here. The Marsha has an amazing pshat that this is the order of the day, of every single day is the order. If I live a life of Torah, then I'll be careful during the night, and then I'll wake up in the morning with Zrizus, and then I'll go wash my hands in the kiosk, and then I will go to Precious with that's a reference to davening. Then I'll go to Tara, that's a reference to learning. Then Anava means when I deal with people during the day, I'll be an Anav. And then it'll lead, it keeps going. Then you'll have Ruach HaKodesh when you go to sleep, and then you'll have Tfilas HaMeisim when you wake up in the morning. He goes through the whole thing, that it's all about the daily activities of a person that you could go through. V'chasidus gedola mikulan. And chasidus is the greatest. Is the greatest. Shenemar oz dibarta b'chatzon l'chasidecha. Upliga to Rishuah ben Levi. This all are there. Rishuah ben Levi. There Rishuah ben Levi. Anav gedola mikulan. Rishuah ben Levi. Anav is the greatest midah, the greatest level. Shenemar ruach Hashem elokim alai yan moach Hashem osi levaser anavim. Right, the ruach Hashem was on me in order to announce the anavim. Chasidim lo nemar ela anavim halamata shanava gedola mikulan. Anav is the greatest. Right, the next section is a separate issue. I'll leave that. Don't be upset at me, Jason, please, because Amud Beis is only 5 lines. Right? So you have plenty, Hashem, plenty of time to do. Enjoy tomorrow. Tomorrow is all about selling and renting properties to non-Jew, to Ovdei Kochavim in Eretz Yisrael, or even in Chutz La'aretz. Right? That's tomorrow's daf. And Be'ez Hashem, on Sunday, we will, Be'ez Hashem, finish the parak, but we will try Bli Nether. We'll try to do Sunday's daf on Motzei Shabbos before Slichas. Let's call it for 11:10. 11:10 Motzei Shabbos, and then 12:00 is the Sicha before Slichas, 12:30 is Slichas. So then Sunday morning we'll be able to just have Minyan, and then we'll figure out when the Monday and Tuesday daf is going to be. We'll have to figure that out. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we'll have to figure it out. Okay, we'll stop here. I go in Shabbos.